Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden and the Democratic National Committee are moving to shake up the party's presidential primary and caucus schedule for 2024, potentially ending decades of tradition. Their plan would take away Iowa and New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation status and give it to South Carolina, followed by Nevada, then New Hampshire, Georgia, and Michigan. Let's talk about why Democrats want to do this and whether they can with Antoine Seawright. He's an advisor to the Democratic National Committee and Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and a CBS News contributor. Antoine, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Friday. Thank you for having me.
Hey, happy Friday to you. So you've worked as a political strategist in South Carolina for campaigns at the local, state, and national level. Is it a good idea to start the presidential primaries in South Carolina? And if so, why?
I may be biased, but absolutely. And there's a reason for my bias. First of all, 60% of the people who would cast their vote in a Democratic primary in South Carolina are African American. That is very reflective of the most loyal and dedicated constituency in the Democratic Party. Not to mention the diversity that South Carolina has. South Carolina can be and has proven to be a true laboratory for candidates exploring their message, exploring their team, their routine, and their potential. When you look at the geographical makeup of our state, from the low country to the upstate, we have a nice combination of rural, urban, and suburban. When you leave South Carolina, that is the terrain you have to maneuver in the Democratic presidential preference primary. Not to mention, we have a true track record in our state of delivering for the Democrats. Since 1992. Every candidate that has won South Carolina has gone on to be our nominee, with one exception, and that was 2004 when neighbor and son John Edwards won the South Carolina primary, but he eventually went, and he did not win the nomination, but he went on to be the VP that year.
Right, and we should remember, as most of us do, that Joe Biden did very badly in Iowa, didn't do well in New Hampshire, got down to South Carolina, and it really turned his 2020 campaign around. And you mentioned the diversity in a state like South Carolina, very different in that way from Iowa and New Hampshire, right?
It is, and this is not a slap in the face to any other contest that may have previously ran ahead of South Carolina. But I think that you have to evolve and you have to make adjustments, as we say in yoga. And part of what we learned from, I think, several primaries in recent history is that the real test case has always happened and come to roost in South Carolina. That's why I think this first step that the president took by recommending to the Rules and Bylaws Committee of what he wants, what he suggests the primary calendar should be, is a huge first step. But it is the first step of many steps in this process. And I think that should be of note to everyone who's paying attention and those who are listening.
Now, folks in New Hampshire, that's one state, are extremely upset about the new plan. Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan said their primary will continue to be first in the nation because, she said, it's state law. But here's my question. Surely New Hampshire can't dictate what the Democratic Party does nationwide. But by the same token, can the party enforce the new schedule on these states?
Well, again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Again, the president's recommendation to the Rules and Bylaws Committee is just one step in this process.
Right.
And so there are a lot of things that have to happen between now and the finalization of this process. But I would tell you is that if the Democratic National Committee, between the Rules and Bylaws and between the entire DNC, vote to make certain that this is the preference when it comes to our primary calendar, I think that other folks, New Hampshire, Iowa, anyone else, should make adjustments, because at the end of the day, this is about making certain that the true voices and consistent voting blocks in our parties are heard, but also playing team ball. In the end, teamwork makes the dream work. It's going to take a coalition of voters in order to not just win a primary election, but also to win a general election, because the real contest is whoever our nominee is to be. Whenever that process plays itself out, we will have to match ourselves against the Republicans. And that's the bigger conversation we should be having. We should all be on the same page if the recommendation comes from the Democratic National Committee about what the process is and what that what those states are.
Antoine, just 15 or 20 seconds left, but what happens next in this process as the DNC tries to finalize this new schedule?
Well, the Rules and Bylaws Committee are meeting this weekend. In fact, I was there today, this morning, kicking off the meeting with the chair. And so they will have some discussions and over the next couple of days. They will make a recommendation, hopefully, over the next couple of days. And hopefully that will be a swift recommendation, because I think we should put our full support around the president and what he wants. And then we will go on to the next step in the process, which would be the full DNC.
All right. That's Democratic strategist Antoine Seawright talking about a potential sea change in the way primaries and caucuses are running. Thank you.
Thank you.